So welcome to this episode of Science in a Cup. With me today is Joanna Wong from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Joanna is doing her doctoral research on fungi and plants. And in particular, you're interested in the rhizosphere that Yolima was talking about.
Yes, I'm particularly interested in how the trees communicate with fungi.
Plants and fungi can actually communicate?
Yes, they do. That is what we call the interspecies communication. And it actually happens in our daily life as well. For example, for us humans, we can communicate with our pets. We can call their name and your dog will come over. So this is our example of interspecies communication.
But plants and microbes don't actually have language and they don't really have body language. So how do they speak to each other?
They actually use chemical signals. So what they do is that the trees or the plants are able to secrete some sort of chemicals into the soil, and the bacteria or the microbes or the fungi nearby, they are able to pick it up, this kind of chemicals. And different chemicals will have different kind of messages.
So what kind of messages can they pass on to each other?
There is actually a range of different kind of microbes. There are good microbes that the plants would like to interact with. For example, the nitrogen-fixing bacteria or the mycorrhizae fungi. And these microbes are good for the plants because when they interact with the plants, it can help the plants to uptake nutrients from the soil. The plants would like to interact with them and they will secrete some sort of chemical attractants, which means this kind of chemical can attract the kind of microbes towards interaction with these plants. And on the other hand, there are some microbes which can cause disease to the plants, which we call the pathogens. And the plants doesn't like to interact with them, and they want to kill these kind of microbes because it will cause them sick. So when the plants detect that there are these kind of microbes nearby, they will secrete some sort of chemicals that can kill or inhibit the growth of this kind of microbes.
But they can also send some messages to other plants?
That is possible as well. And there are some people interested in that area. And one of the examples is that the mycorrhizae fungi, they can grow some sort of structure which we call the hyphae. And it is something like root. These fungi, they can grow the hyphae to interact with more than one plant at once. So which means they can connect different plants in the same area together, like a network.
Like a symposium, like a conference.
Oh, yeah, that is a good analogy.
So what kind of experiments do you do to find out this language and this vocabulary?
So what I would do is that I will make the plant to interact with different kind of fungi. And then I will try to compare the metabolic response of plants towards these different kind of fungi.
So to me, it sounds like you're putting a listening device to some plants that have pathogenic fungi, and then you're putting another listening device to some plants that have beneficial fungi, and you're trying to understand what the vocabulary is for each one of those two and trying to see if there are differences in the vocabulary.
Yes.
Do you expect to see commonalities or differences between these two guest languages, if you know, call them?
I would expect that there are some overlapping, but there are differences. So the reason why is because I believe that different kind of fungi, although their function is different, but in general, they are fungi. And in some cases, they have some common characteristic that the plants would pick up thinking that they are the same thing, and then they will secrete the same sort of chemicals during that situation. But at the same time, there are different chemicals which define the differences between different kind of fungi. So these differences would trigger the plants to respond differently.
So they will try to kill the bad fungi and try to attract the good fungi.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that there is a vocabulary that is common between all fungi, and then the pathogenic fungi have their own little dialect and some fancy words they use. And then the beneficial fungi have some fancy words they use. Is it possible for the pathogenic to imitate, to pretend to be beneficial and basically hijack?
Yes, actually that is the case. Some of the case that these pathogenic fungi are really smart and they developed a way to secrete some sort of chemicals that will go into the plants and make the plants think that it's a beneficial fungi and then pretend to be a beneficial fungi to ask the plant to interact with them. That is possible. And also on the other hand, it is possible that they will secrete some kind of chemicals that can suppress the defense mechanism of the plants and make the plants more easy to be attacked by these kind of pathogens.
Once you decipher the vocabulary, what can we do to use it? How can we use it in the industry to improve the way our crops are defending against pathogens or they are communicating with the beneficials?
So if we understand their language, so we can find out how healthy these plants are in their community, in their environment. For example, in most of the time, we can only tell that the tree is dying when we see there is symptoms that they are dying. But if we know the languages, what we can do is that we can take a little bit of sample from these plants and then to analyze it to find out what are the tree actually saying. So we can find out whether this plant is healthy or actually dying.
So we can eavesdrop on how plants communicate with each other.
Yes.
And try to understand what's happening to them before it actually goes too bad.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
The second thing we can do is that we can select plants which are communicating better to the beneficial fungi. And also they are more strong, more resistant towards the pathogenic fungi according to their language.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. Thank you so much, Joanna. I hope you can come back again for another episode, another
sure.
word. So this was the end of this episode of Science in a Cup. If you like it, please subscribe on iTunes or visit our website, stressfruitfly.com. Thank you very much and have a great week.